This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
For the long haul, the long game, if you will, on the DJV show, I'm Doug Steffen, and I'm happy to have here for the smartest career move she ever made, Jennifer Horn, join this program. Pretty good. Let's hear it for her. Hip, hip, hooray! Victoria Keelan, likewise. Smartest thing she ever did was say yes to me. That didn't sound right, but anyway.
No, it can't. Kara.
All right, so, ladies, you have trending stories.
So, Audi is in the news this morning, facing a potential emissions scandal. German officials are now looking into it. They suspect the company is installing illegal emission software in some of their six-cylinder diesel engines. And the Transportation Ministry of Germany said the investigation affects 60,000 of the company's A6 and A7 models. And, of course, this is starting out in Germany, and now they're going to move over and start investigating in the U.S. as well. We heard of, if this sounds familiar, it's because Audi's sister brand Volkswagen in 2015 they were also caught doing a similar thing. It's having the software basically cheat the system. I think, didn't you say, Doug, that your daughter had one of these models that was affected by that?
She has a Volkswagen and has the same engine. They're the same engine. They're the same company. Volkswagen owns Audi, and they put the same engines in the Audis as they do. As a matter of fact, the Audi, until you get to an A6, is the same car. The A4, mm-hmm. It's all the same undercarriage, same chassis, same powertrain. It's the same car.
Yeah.
With a little different skin on it. And so there's no surprise here. I think they're just behind the eight ball, behind the curve. There are a lot of other companies that don't belong to Volkswagen doing the same thing. And
well,
they sort
Ford.
Of quietly made good on
yeah.
fixing it. But the reason, what we get away from here in the
it
discussion,
seems all be diesel
Victoria,
affected, too, which is interesting. They can't get the diesel engines to pass the emissions
test. But
they
can't because they can't. The diesel engine, by its very nature, it's not dirty. You get 45 miles to a gallon. It is much more efficient, and therefore, when you look at the weeds, it is, in the long haul, more efficient and cleaner because you use much less fuel. Is it a little dirtier? Yeah, because the petroleum that's used, diesel fuel, is less refined. I mean, if you really think this thing through and you understand how it all works, some people care, some people don't, but I will give you the benefit of a little information that perhaps could sway you here and you wouldn't think so badly, although the guy that ran Volkswagen Audi is going to jail for 3 years because of the way he handled this situation. They don't mess around well with corporate intrigue in Germany. Anyway, so the point is that diesel fuel is less refined, therefore it has more pollutants in it by its nature. The thicker the fuel, the thicker the liquid, the more stuff there is in it. The more refined it is, they've gotten out the impurities. Thus, gasoline is more pure, burns cleaner than diesel. But if you get more mileage to it, the average gasoline-powered car is about 31 miles to a gallon, and you get at least 10 miles more per gallon for a diesel-powered car, same size. So it's kind of a red herring. And the diesel engine, depending on what you're driving, has much more torque. Would I buy a regular Ford F-150 with a diesel engine? No, because you don't need it. And diesel fuel has become more expensive only because the diesel, these bums in the oil industry realize that the diesel has become more popular, so they artificially hiked up the price of not only diesel fuel, which is the same as jet fuel, which is the same as heating oil. It all goes up because they say, well, there's more demand because there are more diesel cars. It costs them 20% less to refine. Again, hold in mind what I said a few minutes ago. It's less refined. It costs 20% less to refine the diesel fuel, yet it costs 20% more at the pump. You tell me you're not getting screwed by the oil companies. It's just, oh, man. These guys have got such a handle on the system. But in the meantime, I think Audi, frankly, is quite a good car. I think Volkswagen is a good car. I drove my daughter's. I haven't driven Volkswagen since I was in college.
My mom had terrible luck with her Volkswagen. She's had My mom. My mom's had to have her Volkswagen, and it's new-ish, towed like 6 times.
Really?
What's
the matter with it?
She was trying to fight for the lemon law, but you have to get a huge amount of lawyers in. There's just something wrong with it.
That's really strange.
Yeah.
Brendan had one. And it was one of the diesels, and they said, what do you want to do? He said, I want a gas-powered car. You take this one, I'll take a gas-powered car. And that's what they did. Nothing changed. His payment was the same. And he actually got a bigger car. He got a station wagon just like Megan's. So, what model is she driving?
She has the A6.
An Audi. Mm-hmm. Oh, I thought you said...
Oh, I'm sorry, not an A6. What did I say? Volkswagen? No, not an A6. A Passat. I'm sorry, you said A6, and that was in my head.
A Passat.
No, she has a Passat, yeah.
Mm, yeah. I don't know. I'm not here to defend them. I was more talking about how the diesel worked versus gasoline. I don't know much about the Passat. Megan has a Golf. Golf? What do they call it? A Golf.
My mom's had Volkswagens for the last 10, 15 years, and she hasn't had a problem until this current round. And, boy, it just
they are
seems
the
like
biggest car manufacturers
problem.
In the world. They make and sell more cars than anybody else. So that's got to tell you something, whether people are happy or unhappy or whatever. But this isn't going to help them on their home turf anyway. I think they now have a plant, Victoria, in America building Audis, if I'm not mistaken. Or both Volkswagens and Audis. I think they do. I don't know where it is, but I think they do. Most of the European manufacturers are now building their cars here. They have plants here, as are the Asian manufacturers. Pretty much all of them have at least one plant in this country to make the very basic models that are the most popular. So that takes care of it. I just think it's interesting how people decide to buy the cars that they have. Do you ever notice it? I remember somebody saying to me once when I was a youngster that the way you drive really pretty much tells people how you are, what kind of a person you are.
And the way you drive?
Yeah.
If you're an aggressive driver
Yeah. And the kind of car you buy tells people a lot about you as well. So, Jennifer, you drive a Lexus. What does that say about you?
I don't know. You would tell me. What does it say about me? Here's a better question, though. Have you always driven a Lexus? Like, are you, loyal
Lexus,
to a brand? I was a BMW driver. So my car history was Nissan. And I've always purchased my own cars. So starting out, Nissan Maxima, Nissan Pathfinder, Dodge Durango, then a BMW 3 Series, a BMW 5 Series, the BMW 5 Series, a Lexus GS350, a Lexus GS350, and now...
Is that a car or an SUV?
That's
got an
car,
SUV
and now I have
right?
the SUV. Yeah. RS350.
Yeah. All right. So what does that tell
us? I've had a lot of cars. I'm old.
You've had a lot of cars. Wow.
I've had
I'm a leaser.
dozens and dozens of cars. I love cars. What does it say? All right, so what does that say about Jennifer? What do we learn from her driving that little car?
I think probably, like most people who have a long commute or spend a lot of time in their cars, I think it says that Jen doesn't suffer with luxury, that she definitely wants something that's comfortable and does what she needs it to do.
I think she's...
if you're in your car a lot, that makes sense.
It's safe, and it's moderately practical, and it says that I know who I am. That's what those brands say to me. All right, so...
I think I just like having the fact that, you know, for me, a lease is about not having to handle the maintenance and having them handle it for me.
Yeah. But you buy the same sort of car, though.
Yeah, it's a convenience factor. And for me, the Lexus, I think, I can't believe I'm saying this, but I actually liked it better than my BMWs, and I really loved the way that my BMWs drove. Mm-hmm. But
all right, what about you, Victoria? What are you driving, and what's your history?
Well, I'm really boring. My history is I've had 3 Jeep Wranglers, and now when Lewis and I, before we got married, we bought a Chevy SUV together. And that's it. But I've always been loyal to all Jeeps. That's literally
I can see you driving
first,
a Jeep Wrangler. I really
oh,
can.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah. It's the tomboy in me. It's the beach girl in me. You know, I've never had to really commute. I live in New York City, so I don't have to drive. But if I was out in California and I was on a freeway, there's no way I would deal with my Jeep Wrangler stick shift. That's the other thing. This is the first automatic car I've ever had.
Yeah.
I always wanted a stick shift.
I taught my children how to drive.
I think it just means I'm a tomboy.
Well, there's a certain amount of independence. There's a I want to say stronger women, but the people that I know who drive Jeep Wranglers are strong women. They like it. It does say something, and they're an interesting car, vehicle, whatever you want to call them. I like them.
No frills.
No, right, and they are more economical. All right, so Kara, you're driving what? Wheelbarrow.
Yes, that's how I get to work every day. I send a wheelbarrow and someone pushes me.
She really does have a nice stone.
Yeah, I just go down a hill and hope for the best that I get to the right place. But no, I have I've only owned one car, which is the Ford Fiesta, and that shows that I am cheap. And
looking practical,
looking for something that has good fuel efficiency and is small so I can park it wherever easily. Yeah. It doesn't hold a lot of stuff, but it's very convenient, and I can get a lot of places in it. And the only other car I drove before that was a car that was like 10, 15 years old from my grandparents, that my parents owned. So,
was it a big boat? Because grandparents always had
big cars. It was a Lumina.
An Oldsmobile 98.
Yeah, a Chevy Lumina, which was pretty big.
Those are nothing compared to the... I'm dating myself, but the Oldsmobile 98, the Buick Electra, I had those when I was a kid.
Oh, yeah. My parents used to compare it to the... what was it? I don't think it was the Grand Marquis. I don't know. It was something that my grandparents used to own that was gigantic. I never got to drive around in that one, which is probably for the best. But
yeah. Try parallel parking.
Oh, yeah.
Fun stuff.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to GEICO. I feel like a whole new person.
Disclaimer, you will not become a whole new person. This is impossible. You might be able to join a gym or diet program, buy a new wardrobe, get hair implants, but your DNA and physical form will remain the same. GEICO waives any and all liability if you attempt to become a new person, except a cyborg. If you choose to become a half-human, half-cybernetic organism with lasers for eyes, the GEICO legal team would be cool with that, because, quote, laser eyes are pretty sweet. Pew, 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 end quote.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Right now at Kohl's, gifts for mom, Kohl's Cash for you. Give a fine fragrance starting at $56 or $54.99 Nike sneakers and get $10 Kohl's Cash. Give her a Roomba for $349.99 and you'll get $70 Kohl's Cash. Plus, shop other great gifts and take an extra 15% off or an extra 20% off when you spend $100 or more. Kohl's. Select styles. Offer valid in 10 through 13 to come up on Mom's Day. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Ah, the sounds of summer. And this is the sound of summer skin being scratched because of the itching and irritation of what the season can bring. You need the fast relief of Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing Anti-Itch Cream. Unlike regular lotions, Cortisone 10 relieves itch and irritation with 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine, plus 7 healing moisturizers. Cortisone 10 makes summer sound fun again. Cortisone 10. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
At Ferguson, service is our most important part. So if service is the part you're missing from your supply house, come into one of our 600 nationwide locations and let our team help yours. Whether it's tracking down those hard-to-find parts, having your order ready and waiting at our will call, or helping you manage your inventory with our SKU app and online ordering, the edge every trade professional needs is right around the corner. And with Ferguson Pro Plus, you'll earn redeemable points with every online purchase. Come into one of our locations or visit Ferguson.com today.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
I'm Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Macy's to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Macy's team today at marchforbabies.org.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Three past the hour now on the DJ B Show. Jennifer and Victoria and Kara and Doug with a focus on the old Charlie Rose show that used to be on PBS. This was the theme for it. A little eccentric, but he was a little over the top as well. And so they've replaced him on PBS with somebody else who's over the top and eccentric and pretty annoying, as far as I'm concerned anyway. Christiane Amanpour is going to officially replace him. The move was made official at the annual meeting of PBS that was held this week. Has been in the place. Well, she's been on. As soon as he went away, she went on with her international CNN international program. And now it'll be an official 11 o'clock, 1 hour show. And she says, I'm delighted to expand my role from interim to permanent along with this remarkable diversity of voices and views. Never has the time for exploring our world and America's place in it been so urgent. What a bunch of baloney.
I agree with that.
What is there that we haven't already contributed or isn't already visible? It's the same old bunch of talking heads, Victoria. That's what bothers. It's the same people
right.
who make the same circuit, the same drivel. That comes out of her, and I've always thought, I met her at an event once, and it was all about her. Everything that came out of her mouth reminds me of the new mayor of Framingham. Everything is about her. Everything relates back to her. It's just, I don't know, it's bothersome.
Well, I think that PBS is smart to put a woman, and I know you don't like her, but she is very well respected by a lot of women, especially.
No, she's well respected by the news media people who she falls into that same category of the same point of view. Her point of view reeks from her. Instead of her being a good journalist, which I think she has, she's very smart, she has the ability to be an excellent, one of the world's best journalists. She has that ability because
she's done
instinctive.
That numerous times.
Yes, she has, but
covering
she lets herself
things like that.
Get in the way of it. Her story becomes part of the story, which isn't the way you do the news. The news is the story, not my story as part of the news. Do you know what I mean?
Well, but I know what you mean. So if she's standing in front of a tank in Baghdad, I get that. The story is about the story,
the
not about
in
her.
Baghdad. Right.
I get that. But this is a different type of show where she has a lot of female fans and a lot of people respect her. She was one of the first females in my lifetime that was actually hanging there with all the guys.
Yeah.
And she's really been a trailblazer, and a lot of women look up to that and respect that. So this is more of a
tough places.
Yeah, sure. And this is more of an opinion type show. It's not a hard news sitting at an anchor desk. It's a different type of thing. So women want to hear what
she has to say. So you're one or the other. You're not both. Maybe that's a better way of me putting it more succinctly. You either are a reporter and a news person, or you are about corralling people in their ideas.
I agree with you. I think that's how it should be. That's not how it is, though.
It is not. And maybe that's my problem with her. Not that she's a lady. She's very accomplished. Has nothing to do with any of that. I want equality everywhere. And she has passed the test, stood the test of time in terms of her experiences. But it's too much about her and not enough about the story. Maybe does that make it better?
I know you say that. I just think that her role and a lot of people's roles have just morphed into something more.
Yeah,
and, you know, and I think that's a generational thing. I've grown up with that type of quote-unquote journalism. That's why I said quote-unquote. So it's just that doesn't bother me. And if she shares an opinion, then I'm fine with that because, like, I've grown up in a world of opinions. So
right.
And then you base your own opinion based on the information given.
That's what's bastardized the news. And made it impossible.
Well, I just think the news is irrelevant. I don't even think about the news anymore because it's so
irrelevant.
So
then it's just a personality show. It's just a conversational personality show, kind of like this show. Speaking,
I think it's a tough wire to cross for journalists, though. From that role of being a journalist, like she was, to now giving opinion, we'll see how she does. Yeah.
Okay, that's a good thing. We will see how she does. 28 after the hour. Wish her well.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Tracy McRae. Stroke is the fifth leading cause of death in this country. It's important to know the warning signs.
Well, the important symptoms to consider include sudden onset of weakness, face, arm, or leg, sudden numbness, meaning difficulty feeling, face, arm, or leg, sudden difficulty speaking, sudden difficulty understanding others, sudden difficulty seeing, sudden difficulty walking, or a sudden unexpected severe headache unlike anything you've ever had before.
If symptoms of stroke arise, Mayo Clinic neurologist Dr. Robert Brown Jr. says seek medical treatment immediately.
Well, when it comes to the brain tissue, every minute counts when the blood flow is not going to the brain cells.
Remembering the stroke acronym FAST, face, arm, speech, time, will help you know the warning signs and remind you to act quickly. For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
When it comes to hiring, you don't have time to waste. You need to get to a short list of qualified candidates fast. That's why you need Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions based on your job requirements. Then zero in on qualified candidates using our intuitive online dashboard. Your time is precious. Let Indeed help you get to your short list of qualified candidates. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
Geico presents unhelpful home improvement how-tos.
Nothing's worse than walking into your garage and realizing a thief has ridden off with your bike. So today, I'll teach you how to burglar-proof your home with a pudding-filled moat. All you need is a backhoe, a drawbridge, and thousands of gallons of butterscotch pudding. Now let's start digging.
You could try to protect your stuff with pudding, or you could get covered for personal property loss through the Geico Insurance Agency. Call Geico and see how affordable homeowners insurance.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Like the DJV show, you'll love the DJV podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJV show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Your favorite place to be with the ladies of the day and me. I'm Doug Steffen, inviting you to spend some time with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. I promise you it'll be worth your while. The positive word of the day today is charity. We all give to charities. We all think of helping other people. The best charity is the one that may be in front of you today that you look at and you think, okay, that's worthwhile. With the GoFundMes and all the other ways that you can help people, it's just a nice thing. There's a great feeling that goes with helping other people. Do it with a good, clear conscience, if you will. Victoria, what's the latest with this AG, this criminal probe been opened up on the Manhattan DA, this guy... who I saw attached to him, hashtag him too.
Yeah, there
I've not
a lot
seen
of,
that used before. Is that
yeah, a lot of opinion pieces are written using that hashtag him too. Women who have been either involved with him or they're using it as a sort of vehicle to talk about other men that they are calling out now. So it's just, it's one of those, this is just, it's another disgusting hypocrisy filled story. He went after Harvey Weinstein. He used it as this big platform. I'm standing for women. I'm a women's advocate and all this other crap. And he was behind the scenes was just a total creep and threatened to kill women that he was involved with, threatened to tap their phones if they broke up with him. He apparently they accuse him of being physically violent with them and choking them. It's just who do you trust anymore? It's just a terrible
he was
story.
Beating some woman so hard, allegedly she was bleeding from her ears, and yeah. was with. I guess it was a turn on for him. It would always be after sex, and he apparently with this Sri Lankan woman he was with, he called her his brown slave.
What is the matter?
And it's always these creepy guys with, you know, behind the closed doors, just like the Harvey Weinstein. Maybe it was one of those takes one to know one. Maybe that's why Eric Schneiderman went after Weinstein so much. Because behind closed doors, they're total creeps.
It's always the ones that are raising and waving their flag the highest. Yep. And that happens on both sides of the aisles, Democrats and Republicans.
Yeah.
It's always the Republican who is always coming out against gay marriage that has the boyfriend on the side, or the Democrat who's going after Harvey Weinstein. That's, you know,
it's true.
So how do you find somebody who's good, wholesome? The way these stories turn out, you think all men are pigs, and that's not the case. But I was looking at something about traits in dating. You have a wish list. Jennifer now has someone she's committed to. Victoria does. Kara's looking. I'm looking. And so you've got this whole, your future ahead of you, and then you wonder what it is that the individual person is looking for. I look at these things. I want somebody with a good sense of humor. Well, who doesn't? Somebody who's got a great job and lots of money. Well, who doesn't want that? Somebody who's good with the children. So there was a survey done of a couple of thousand singles by Plenty of Fish, which is a dating app. The ratings for those people that were, you know, they had suggested types, etc., and higher than physical attraction. The survey found that most people who are single consider meaningful conversation as the most important factor when they're looking for a healthy relationship, which I kind of find refreshing.
It is refreshing, isn't it?
It is. The bulk of people surveyed not only are looking for someone they click with, but they want their potential partner to know how to communicate well, which is a very big problem for millennials. There just isn't the number of people who are able to communicate by using their brain and their mouth versus what happens with tweeting and all of the stuff with the back and forth texting. It really is pretty amazing that some of these kids have the ability to express themselves at all.
I think that that's a thing that people want you to think. I don't think that's actually true. I mean, how many millennials do you know? Of all the millennials that I know, most of them are able to communicate pretty well. They use social media, and I'm sure there are some out there who are dum-dums, just like there are dum-dums in every generation who can't communicate. But I don't know. I think that communication and meaningful conversation is something that everyone wants. It's not just like something that older people have always strived for.
Do they practice it, though? Is it something that's practiced?
Do you practice?
Do I practice?
Yeah, do you practice that?
Yes, I do, in fact. Thank you.
Well, I think it's this. I think Kara's 100% right. I think where millennials get labeled as non-communicative, it's more along the lines of, like, I don't want to talk to someone in a bank. I want to go to the ATM. I don't like people calling me on the phone, text me. Those are different things than when I'm out in a social setting, whether I'm out on a date with my husband or I'm out with
girlfriends.
Well,
maybe I don't follow dating. I know what I look at in terms of the general age. You may be right there.
The thing is that now it's a numbers game. if you date online, you are really judging people by what they look like and if they can craft a sentence appropriately.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why you have to go out with a lot of people. And then you eventually, hopefully, if you're lucky enough, you'll find someone that you sit down with and you go, oh, well, maybe I don't need to look anymore. But when you are using online, it is totally a numbers game. It makes it easier to meet people so you can go out with more people, which makes you able to find what you're looking for maybe a little quicker.
In a moment, we're going to get serious. There are a lot of women who have been through what my daughter went through and looking for ways to use IV, I guess, as much as anything else. What fertility struggles you may be having and how we can help you, up next here on the DJV Show.
In today's automotive news, Lexus show off the next generation of compact luxury crossover, the UX F-Sport. This vehicle will have the best MPG in its class, according to Lexus, and will be the first Lexus to offer a subscription service, where you can pay a monthly fee and get your car payment, all your maintenance and insurance covered. It will also have standard Amazon Alexa and Apple CarPlay integration. It will come with a gas or a hybrid, all-wheel drive, and be priced in the low $30,000 range. For more information, go to OurAutoExpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? Geico gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the Geico office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
My Chrysler Pacifica is totally loaded. It has stow-and-go seating, the available UConnect theater, and listen to these speakers.
Hey, Mom, what was that song?
Huh? What song?
Chrysler Pacifica. It's loaded with attitude. Chrysler is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Mother's Day sneaks up, and we hit the panic button. We get suckered into online flower giants pitching $19.99 flowers that end up costing $60. Or we grab last-minute produce department flowers that smell oddly like green onions. That tells Mom you didn't care enough to send flowers from the Books. That's short for bouquets, and they're booking awesome. Books flowers are as unique and special as your mom. They're freshly cut from the Books farms and delivered straight to your mom, so they last weeks, not days. Books even has farms located on the side of a volcano that produce flowers so gorgeous, Mom will post pics of them and brag about you. And because Books cut out the middleman, you get amazingly fresh flowers at an amazing price. Show Mom how much you care. Send her artisan-designed flowers from the Books. Order today and get an extra 15% off when you enter Doug. That's BOUQS.com. And remember to enter Doug to save an extra 15%. Books.com.
It's 3 p.m., and you just ran out of ink. You have a report due end of day, which is 2 hours from now. You can't push the deadline because end of day means end of today, not end of tomorrow day. What now? Go to your local Staples store. Staples has a huge selection of ink and toner in stock and at low prices every day. So you can get your ink fast for less. End of story.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
Haynes, the worldwide leader in vehicle repair information for over 50 years, is now available in electronic format with Haynes Manuals Online. You get all the trusted content of the Haynes printed manuals, but with added features including over 750 color photographs, color wiring diagrams, and videos to help you do the job right. They're formatted for all electronic devices, and over 180 car, truck, and motorcycle titles are now available. The new Haynes Manuals Online are now available at Haynes.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
44 at the hour now on the DJV Show. Joining us in conversation is Dr. Eve Feinberg, board certified in both obstetrics and gynecology and reproductive endocrinology and fertility. You all say that 100 times and see what you come up with. She's actually the medical director of the Northwestern Fertility and Reproductive Medicine School, assistant professor at Northwestern University. If I keep giving your credits, Dr. Feinberg, not going to be time for us to talk about the struggles that women are having with this. I guess a good place to start is the commonality here. Infertility, how often do you run up against it in treating women, and what causes it?
So, first of all, thanks for having me on the show. Infertility is really common. 1 in 8 couples over the course of their lifetime will have difficulty getting pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
We define infertility as the inability to conceive or sustain a pregnancy after a year of consistently trying in couples that are under 35, and for women over 35, 6 months.
All right, so my daughter went through this. She became pregnant at 40 after trying a good long time, and it's not important for me to tell you what the problem was, but they worked on it and went through the process a couple of times and now have a marvelous, absolutely beautiful 3.5-year-old boy. But it wasn't easy, and I never really paid much attention to it before until I got brought in for several obvious reasons. Then learning about it, it just is really fascinating what you can do.
Yeah, the treatments are amazing, and I think kudos to your daughter's fertility specialist for helping her to achieve pregnancy at 40. Age is actually one of the most common things that we're up against. When we think about reasons for infertility, there can be reasons on the female side and reasons on the male side. And on the female side, age is one of the biggest challenges. And I think people really underappreciate the impact that age can have on our ability to get pregnant.
But there are also problems, women who have unprotected sexual intercourse and things that sometimes lead to real reproductive problems. How do you fix that?
Well, so with regard to unprotected intercourse, that can lead to sexually transmitted infections, and specifically chlamydia. So other sort of part of this is if you're not in a committed monogamous relationship, use protection. Mm-hmm. But chlamydia can block the fallopian tubes. And when the fallopian tubes are blocked, then the only way to really achieve a pregnancy is with the use of in vitro fertilization.
Yeah.
I think what most people don't often appreciate is that fertilization, the sperm and the egg get together in the fallopian tube. And so you have to have a functioning fallopian tube in order to get pregnant naturally. Once those tubes are damaged, there's no surgery, there's no pill, there's no medicine that can fix them. And so what IVF or in vitro fertilization does is you take the sperm and you take the egg and you fertilize them in a laboratory. And then that embryo is grown outside of the body for anywhere from 3 to 5 days
mm-hmm.
before it's then placed back into a woman's uterus.
That's what Megan did, and that's how it worked. So are there other things, other treatment options beside that are available, Dr. Feinberg?
There are. So I think it depends a lot on what the cause of infertility is. A quick breakdown, if it's a problem with the ovary, sometimes women don't ovulate regularly. There are oral medications that can be taken. There are also some lifestyle changes. So if you're too thin, sometimes we'll tell women to gain weight. If you're overweight, sometimes we'll have women lose weight, and that can often improve the way that the ovary functions.
Mm.
Other problems like uterine malformations, fibroids, endometrial polyps, those things can be addressed with various reproductive surgeries.
You know, I'm pretty silly. There are three women who are co-hosts here. I should let them have a quick, if they have questions of you, I should have them asking some of them.
My question is on the male side. My entire generation of guys have had cell phones in their pockets for 20 years now. So, since high school. So, what happens if it's on the male side that's the problem?
So it depends on, again, what the cause is. We do think that cell phones can decrease sperm count. So guys, take those phones out of your pocket, put them on the desk. Things like intrauterine insemination, where you take the sperm and you place the sperm inside the uterus, can be effective if the sperm counts are mildly impacted. But if the sperm counts are severely impacted, then also in vitro fertilization, because you only need, for every egg that you take out, you just need one sperm, whereas naturally you need hundreds of thousands of sperm to achieve conception.
All right, so let's get some more information here. If you would like to get fulfilling information, go to nm.org, nm.org. I think you'll find that the information there is very, very helpful for women of all ages. Dr. Feinberg, thank you for being here. E. Feinberg with us at 10 before the hour.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
After the hour, time for our wonderful weekly visit with Warren Eckstein, who is your pet's best friend. He does the pet show every weekend around the country on great radio stations. He talks about pet behavior. He talks about the human problems, which are always more of a problem. What do I do about my dog? Warren say, I don't want to talk about your dog. I want to talk about you. What's your problem? And so you get through all of that stuff. There's great lessons to be learned, and the animals teach us such wonderful lessons. I was just telling Warren off the air, with whom I spoke over the weekend. I think we had about 10 conversations about my concerns regarding Daisy May and how she's just settled right out. She just needed to know that she was in a place where she was going to be loved and be okay, because she's had so much transition, and she is as smooth as glass, and just she wants to chew. She's still a puppy, Warren. She wants to chew. And other than that, she wants to come upstairs, but she's having her hips are much better than they were. Lots of great treatment from people who understand how to do all this. So I think the message here is that if you have a dog and it's frustrating at the beginning, don't give up. Would you say that was a lot of people, they get a dog and in the first 5 minutes, if it doesn't work, they bring him back, right?
Can you imagine if dogs gave up on the people that they live with? A lot of people in the shelter there. Yeah, you never do. And you know, those dogs that have that desire, that dire need at the beginning, they realize you saved their lives and they pay you back.
Yeah. I saw a listing, and this is pretty interesting, the 5 most popular pets in America. Number 1, no surprise, dogs. Number 2, cats. Number 3, parakeets. Number 4, canaries. Number 5, rabbits. Are you surprised that the parakeet? Well, you must. All the questions you get. It isn't just about dogs and cats. How often do you get calls to your program about birds?
Not often about parakeets, but we'll get a lot of calls about the larger parrots because they're incredible. So, you know, living with the larger parrots, like the macaws and whatever, it's like living with a perpetual 3-year-old child. They're always challenging you. So people don't understand. They think it's a bird. You bring it home, but they need a lot of care as well. So we do get a lot of calls on birds and rabbits, guinea pigs, and hamsters. Interestingly enough, I always thought the number one pet in the country was the tropical fish.
Really?
I was not even. It,
yeah, I was surprised to see that too.
Because the average person owns a dozen at least, right?
Yeah. Out in the pond behind the house. More from Warren Eckstein right after this.
Hi, I'm Kelly Cook, Chief Marketing Officer for Kmart and Sears. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Kmart to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Kmart's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Honey?
In here.
Oh, you painted the ceiling.
Yep.
Blue.
Feels so much less cooped up, right?
I guess. What's the yellow paint for?
Well, the floor needs a double line, otherwise it's chaos. Can you hand me that yield sign?
It's hard to be without your bike, so do something easy and protective with Progressive Motorcycle Insurance. With basic policies as low as $75 a year, you'll be back on the road in no time. Visit Progressive.com to quote today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
Here's a story that'll bother you. The Swiss government coming under fire for allowing people to eat dogs and cats. The Swiss prohibit the distribution and trade of the meat, but private consumption of dog meat is allowed. I never knew that. Did you know that?
It's insane. Just totally insane. You know,
huh?
What are we going backwards instead of forwards?
I found that, especially in a country like Switzerland, to be
tough to stick to that chocolate and leave the dogs alone.
Right, chocolate covered dog. Ooh. Oof. All right. So dogs have physical issues. You have people calling you all the time, wondering why a dog is this way or that way, and you basically point them to themselves. Okay, you got a thyroid, you got a heart, you got a spleen, a liver. Dogs have the same thing as humans do, right?
Just like with people, anytime you notice a change behaviorally in your dog or cat, generally speaking, or very often, it's a sign of some type of physical ailment. Could be arthritis, could be a toothache, could be a backache, could be any number of things. But thyroid condition, I just dealt with a thyroid dog. We increased the medicine, the dog's fine. So if you notice a change in your dog, perhaps the first trip would be to the vet to make sure it's not a physical problem. And if it's ruled out to be physical, then you call me and I'll help you out.
All right, call Warren. Be in touch with him. WarrenEckstein.com, the pet show.com, hugsandkisses.com, which is his line of proprietary vitamins and minerals. Hugs and Kisses, all dogs and cats, a separate formula for each, ought to be on Hugs and Kisses. Get them at hugsandkisses.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Homemakers,
Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.